Joey Bats, and DJ Jimmy. Others can pretend, but you can't win without the legend. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get it.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. This is DJ Jimmy back in the house with a brand new podcast for the Topper Sports Universe, the multiverse, let it be that. Jesus, man, it feels good to be back. Without further ado, though, well, I do still have a little bit of background music going, just like you heard right in the open. The man, the myth, the legend himself, the co-host of this podcast, alongside me from now till the end of eternity. Ladies and gentlemen, put it together, Mr. Legendary Joey Bats.
Jimmy, thank you for the great introduction. I love every single minute of it.
It's the least I do for America, Mr. Bats. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. I'm ready to go. I'm super excited, honestly. I really think this is going to be great. We're going to have a ton of fun with this. People are going to hear the real side of it, the side that they don't like to hear on another podcast that's so boring and blah, blah, blah. Let's go over this score and that score. Shut up. Who cares? Shut up. It's a co-ed football league. Nobody cares about the scores. Shut up, you losers. So I'm ready to go. I'm ready. I'm willing. I'm listening, baby. Let's get it done.
Okay, so we are dedicated to staying within a tight time constraint. We're going to bring the raw deal directly to you week by week here, and then just kind of go from there. I mean, there was a little bit of music that was put together while we were gone. This was one of our drops today. This is inspired by your philosophies, Mr. Bats. Just shut your mouth and tell me the score, right?
Shut your mouth and tell me the scores.
That's it. Just shut your mouth and tell me the scores, right? Who needs an hour-long show about co-ed football?
You don't, but the people in this league love it. They're losers. Some of them are losers. I'm calling you guys out. Shut up and tell me the scores. It's perfect. And at the end of the day, who gives a shit about the scores? It's co-ed touch football. At the end of the day, I'm the best player in this league. No matter what division I play in, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or I would never play in 6 because I'm not a 16-year-old girl playing in this league. You know what I mean? If you're playing in D6, you need to take a look in the mirror and be like, listen, do I really need to be playing football if I'm playing in D6 co-ed touch league?
Yeah, but come on, man. Let's be honest about this for a second, though. It's a bar league for a reason. I mean, if someone's going to go out, just have a couple beers, have a good time, they're not going to be that competitive. Maybe get a little bit competitive. D6 is a good spot to be, though, right?
Actually, that's a good point. You know what? You're very good. It depends how you look at it. If you're looking at D6 to have some fun and to have a few drinks with a few friends who, you know, maybe you guys were, you know, gym class heroes when you're in high school and you want to pretend that you're sweet now, that's a great call. But if you're going to run your mouth in D6, which I think I reffed a D6 game this week, I saw a few people running their mouths. We'll get to that in a minute. But that's where I draw the line, is realize what division you're in, realize who you're playing with and what you're playing for at the end of the day, right? That's a great call, Jimmy.
So, you know, you're not just out there doing your best to command the field, but you're also out there as one of the best referees in the league. How many years have you been reffing?
I've been reffing since 2014, I think. 5 years. I was 2016, I believe it was, inaugural best ref. I mean, I have the hardware to prove it. So come at me again, right? Come at me, baby.
You know what's funny?
I have the hardware.
You know what's funny about that 2016 time frame? There's a team that I'm helping sponsor right now, the Ultimate Warriors, right? Really love those guys. Great team, great quarterback. When Sam gets behind the ball, she's aggressive. You know what I mean?
Great bunch of guys. I reffed that game. Great bunch of people.
So here's the thing with Sam, the quarterback down there. She's fantastic. She won some hardware going back a few years. You know what happened at the banquet? She got toppered, and she never got her award. She never
Shut
got her
up.
Hardware, dude. Yeah.
She won the award and didn't get the actual trophy?
You're exactly right. She didn't show up for the banquet.
So what's the point? Oh, my God. And she's back another year.
Yeah.
Topper. What?
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of wild, right?
Wow. That's unacceptable.
Yeah, well, she's got the dedication to come back, and hopefully they do a little bit better. I mean, they're 0-1-1 right now, but, hey,
yeah.
It's the Ultimate Warriors. What are you going to do? Hey, Joey, did you mind me being out there this week? Was that okay playing some music?
Oh, my God, I loved it. I was on field one. I could hear you the whole game. I loved it. And then I was reffing, I think it was on 3 or 4, and I heard it still. It wasn't too loud. It wasn't obnoxious. It was perfect. It was absolutely perfect. Anybody who says otherwise, come talk to me. I'm on field one or two every game.
Well, yeah, you know, I did get some feedback on the back end of that, brother, man. And part of that feedback was, you know, it was shocking to people that I had to go at 2:30, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You know, they were making jokes, Joe. They were making the jokes.
What was
they,
it? What, What were the jokes?
Yeah, they said, you know, look at the old guy over there. He's got to go. He's probably going to bed, waking up tomorrow morning, just saying, oh, I had such a freaking tough day. You know what I mean?
Do they know who you are? Have they met you before? These are people who have probably never met you before. Talking shit, exactly. And that's, and it just all comes back. It all comes back full circle to the conversation, Jimmy. It all comes back. These people got to go to bed, they say. Get a clue. Get a life, ladies and gentlemen. Get a friggin' life.
All right, so let's get directly into Saturday a little bit from your perspective, Mr. Baz. What do you think?
Yes.
What's your perspective from your games on Saturday as well as some of the things that you saw?
Well, I want to start with my games. I mean, we'll start with my girls' team, my gender team. It's me and we have seven or eight girls in the squad, kind of myself, nine people total. This is the best team I've ever played on. It's the team I love playing on the most, more than any team I've ever played on. I've been playing in, Topper's League since the inaugural first season. So, you know, almost 10 years now with Topper. And this is my favorite team to play on. We're really good. We are so good. We're so underrated. No one gives us any respect all over the website and the Godfather, wherever he is. I'm sure he's going to be listening to this after it drops. Show me a little effing respect, baby. Show me a little bit of love. We just dismantled Division 5. Now I'm talking, me and five girls ran through the division last year. We went 10-2. We beat Maddie Ice's other gender team. God bless those girls as well. They're really good. We beat them by like 30 in the championship game. We ran through every single team, gender, non-gender. Doesn't matter. Bring anybody. I don't care who we're playing. That team is so friggin' sweet. I need a little bit of love on that team. That's all I'm concerned about. My co-ed Gryffindor team, we are what we are. We're going to be in D1. We're going to be fine. Not worried about that. My gender team, I want some effing love, baby. We're sweet. We can't be stopped. I think we won by 28 this week in D4. Come on. How high do you want us to go? We'll be in D1. Give me 2.5, 3 years. We'll be fucking in D1 with this gender team. We'll be running circles around these kids. I friggin' love it.
All right, Joey, I got something special for you. You ready for this one?
Talk to me, baby.
And now a word from your godfather.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Directly from the facsimile transcripts, I have been able to intercept these, okay? I don't know what that other podcast is doing, but I've got that direct lifeline here. And directly from those facsimile transfers this past week, the quotes that were directly on the table, Mr. Batts, were as read right now. This is from the words of the Godfather. Quote, as they were expecting to go to D1 before Maddie pulled a Joey Batts, and got scared and stayed down longer. To be fair, once they won D2, Joey had to go up after many seasons of hiding. End quote. So our first quote from The Godfather. What do you think about that one?
Just the disrespect. I'm a two-league champion. I'm coming off of two league championships. Give me a break. Show me some respect. I won D2 last year, running away. We were in the first couple of weeks of last year. I was shorthanded. We were in the bottom of the division. And guess what, Jimmy? I showed up every week after that, and we won. We ran the table. Then I won D5 last year with my gender team I just talked about. Does it get any better than that? Has there ever been another person in this league to win two divisions in the same year?
Well,
let's check the text the Godfather, fax him, email him, tweet him.
I got word back from someone who is a close confidant of the Godfather. In discussion over the past couple days, since I saw you on game day leading up till our recording today. And the quote was, I would personally bring up how Matty Ice appears to be vastly superior to Joey Batts in every level of the TSL. End quote. That's from a Godfather advisor.
Interesting. That's a very interesting quote. Now, wow. Wow.
No, really, go on. How does it make you feel? I mean, that's a rough one, Joe.
Yes, that's a tough pill to swallow there. That's a horse pill in my mouth right there.
Now, let me take it back before you go on. I think back to one of those first wine tournaments when Five Star was out, the very first one, actually.
Yes,
and I think you were suited up with the GoPro, and you were head-to-head with Maddie right in front of us, and our music was too loud. That's neither here nor there. But it was from those days on forward. It's been a continual battle between the legendary Joey Batts and Matty Ice.
And Matty, you can't say one name without the other. You really can't. Every time you hear my name, his name pops up second. That should show it to you first. My name comes first. He's Batman. I'm Batman to his Robin. I'm Superman to his. He could be Kal-El. You know what I mean? So he's the weak version of me, Superman, the strong version. And for the Godfather to come at me and say that after what I just said, I'm a two-division champion.
Right.
His team, his co-ed team, didn't even make it into the championship last year. His gender team was demolished. D-E-M-O-L-I-S-H-E-D. Demolished by my girls' team. By, I think, honest to God, 24 to 30 points, somewhere in that hour. After 20 That's points, Jimmy, I stopped counting. You know what I mean? I don't want to embarrass a poor guy.
Well, it kind of turns into like a little loop game at that point. Just turn the score off. There's gotta
exactly.
Be, just, is there a mercy right. rule in the books? Do we have a mercy rule?
I was just about to say that. I mean, when you're up 20 points with like 7 or 8 minutes left in the game, let's just turn the electricity off. You know, we don't want to run Topper's bills up any more than they already have. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a
turn
good point.
Like you said, turn the scoreboard off. Let everyone pack it in. Turn the lights off. Let's just give me my hardware. Let me get out of here. I guess it's not really a big deal.
How many teams walk away at halftime like that? Many? Have many walked
not
away?
Not many. Not many. There should be more. They should save the embarrassment. Some of them probably have kids at home. Some of them are probably paying sitters, if you really think about it. A lot of people have a family to go home to. Why pay the babysitter more when you're just getting embarrassed in the field? You know what I mean?
Strong.
Why not run to the bar quicker?
All right. So this is over to you now, my friend. Do you want to stay on this Godfather tip, or do you want to get back to the games? Because I got one more
from
that guy.
I want to focus on this Godfather tip for now. Okay. This has my hand. My palms are sweating.
Okay. Well, here's the next one. Okay. Back to the little intro music here.
And now a word from your Godfather.
Quote, why are A&A and Team Topper in D2 again? Both those teams should be in D1. This, quote, we're sick of D1 thing is getting a little annoying. Get up there and perform. We should have 8 teams up there next session. A&A, Team Topper, PG Platoon. And then in parenthesis, he writes, no, Joey Bats, you're staying. Almost as if you don't want to be in D1.
I know. What else is there left to prove? I've won D1 a couple years ago. It wasn't my team, but I'm still a champion on that team. What more do I have proven? What is with the dis-effing respect I get week in and week out? I can't. There should be more than 5 teams. D1's really not that bad. Everyone's a good dude. I don't want to hear this, oh, they're so physical. Ugh, they start complaining. Shut up.
Right, goes back
to one of my original conversation was, stop being a bunch of little bitches. You know what I mean? If you're going to get smacked, you're going to get smacked in D1. Why would you want to show up every week, pay the league fee plus the ref fee every single week to run through teams and win by 30 or 40? That's why my girls' team moved up. That's why my Gryffindor team moved up. I don't want to get there, be, you know, win people by, beat people by 30. That's not fun.
No, man.
That's not fun for me. I mean, I could, if I really wanted to, you know how good I am. You see me play. I could probably go up to D1 and win by 40 if I wanted to. I don't. I like to keep asses in seats.
How insane is it though to be on a team with Burr?
It's great. Greatest dude. Quick sidebar.
Yeah.
Please. I hated Jeremy Burr.
Well, I know you.
Since I met him until about a year and a half ago.
Right.
I hated that dude more than anybody. And he knows it. We talked about it all the time. We used to talk shit to each other. We played. And now he's one of my closest friends. And he's one of the best dudes I've ever met in this league. He's such a good dude. He gets a bad rap because he's really, really, really good. He does whatever he wants on the field. And he talks a lot of shit like myself. And I think that's why we get along so well, is because we both talk a ton of shit and we're both really good. Sidebar to that sidebar, Jimmy, listen to this.
Tell me.
I'm reffing my game. I'm reffing my game last week, right?
Yeah.
It was the second game on the far field. Like a D6 game, you know what I mean? It was a D6 game, so I'm reffing it. Next to me on the other field, some guy I've never met is reffing. We're walking on, you know, the fields are close together, field 4 and 5 at the end there.
Yeah.
So we're walking up and down the sideline. We keep, you know, almost bumping into each other because we don't have much room on the sideline there. And I'm like, dude, I'm sorry if I keep hitting you. I'm like, I don't know you. I never met you. This is your first game reffing? It's like, oh, no, I'm Andy. I'm like, okay, what's up, brother? I'm like, I'm Joey Betts. And that's how I introduce myself as Joey Betts, because that's what legends do. Right, it's all about building your brand. Maybe you know that. So I'm shaking his hand. Oh, what's up? He's like, oh, I know who you are. I'm like, what? He's like, oh, yeah. I played against you numerous times. He's like, you're a legend. And this is no bullshit. He's like, you're a legend. You're one of the best players in this league. I'm like, dude, you're making me blush over here, bro. I'm trying to introduce myself. I'm trying to be cordial and nice, and you're fucking sitting here stroking me. I appreciate it. Then I apologize. I'm like, you know what, dude? I don't know who you are. That's disrespectful on my part. I'm not going to pretend to know who you are. I didn't know you, but I appreciate the confidence. I appreciate the shout out because at the end of the day, I'm fucking sweet and everybody knows it. You know what I mean? Exactly. A little sidebar to the sidebar.
But that was courteous on that guy's part though, too. You know, I mean,
it's
a very tight space between those fields. It's shocking how tight that space is.
He recognizes greatness. At the end of the day, he recognized greatness.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And now he's got a shout out. Probably never had a shout out before on a podcast. Now he's got one. Thanks, Andy. Appreciate you.
So you didn't, you had a good day and you also had a bad day at the same time this past Saturday, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We lost by one. The first D1 game, lost to Public Enemy. We had like 30 seconds left, 40 seconds left. We scored to get down, we were down seven, driving down the field. We scored with 30 seconds left. We went for two for the win. Didn't get it.
But you got to be honest with me, man. You got to be honest with me. In the same way that you're legendary, Public Enemy is legendary, though, too. I mean, they've earned their stripes over the years.
They have earned their stripes. Chris is very good. Dude's probably the slowest guy. If we did a foot race, anybody in this league, girl or boy, man or woman, excuse me, raced Chris Cole, he would probably lose every single time. Don't know how the guy still does it. He's still slinging it. He's got to be almost 40 now. He's slinging it, and that's why they're so good. Once he leaves or once he packs it in, you know, that's a D3 team. If he's not there. Gotcha. But again, all the respect in the world for that dude. We still should have beat him. We definitely should have beat him.
Down to a 1-point game, though. I mean, that's so close.
And we went for two because you know why, Jimmy? I ain't no pussy.
Yes. No. Okay. This is a big deal. You and I talked about this on the field that day. So the game was actually tied, right? Or it was coming up. Talk to me.
Weird. So it was like 2.5 minutes left. We just had stopped them. We're coming back down the field. We're down seven. So we scored on fifth down with like four, and it was 43 seconds left or 33 seconds left. So before the drive even started, we said, you know what? When we score, we're going for two for the win. And I'm like, absolutely, we're not going to tie. I'm not here. I'm not kissing my sister. You know, it's a co-ed bar league. I'm not tying you. There's no sudden death. You know, there's no first point after that. There's no field goals. I'm going for the win. So we scored. I called the play, made the wrong read. This is the essence of a true leader.
Yeah.
I will take the blame. I made the wrong read. I made the bad throw, and we lost. I'll take full responsibility for it because I'm a leader of my team. And you know what? Leaders will be better the next time. I'm a champion.
But it takes stones to step up to the table and make that call. This is something a lot of people don't talk about in this league or other co-ed adult football leagues in the area. Let's be honest.
You're absolutely right.
Is there overtime? Is there sudden death? Is there a special rule? No. Either you're going to win, you're going to lose, you're going to tie. So who do you want to be at the end of that game?
You're the tire? At the end of the game.
You're the tire?
You want to be the guy that kisses your sister goodnight at the end of the night, tucks her into bed.
It's tough.
I want to be that guy. You're right. I want to be the guy out partying. You know what I mean? Living the dream. Duh. So I'm going for two, baby.
That's dignity, though. I mean, you're doing that in a strong way. And the team supports that, though, too, right?
Oh, they loved it. They were all on board. Not even nobody on the team even rolled their eyes when I said we're going for two. And to lose by one to a team that lost, I think, one game in the last two seasons, and the only game they lost was the championship last year. I think they're like 12-1 in the last 13.
Yeah.
They lost by one. Shows that I got a team that can hang with anybody in this league.
You came back later in the day took the second game?
Not even a question. We won by, I think it was 28. We won by maybe 38. I can't, again, that goes back to what I said earlier. I turned the scoreboard off after, you know, when there's 10 minutes left in the game. I don't want to run Topper's bill up. It was embarrassing.
So when you think about the other games that took place this past Saturday, down to the fields, some of your impressions, some of your thoughts, just kind of thinking from field to field as you go by.
I was at a lot of different fields this week. My biggest takeaway was our referees. That was my biggest takeaway. We got a bunch of Nancys that ref these games.
Oh, my God. Come on, tell me about this. What are you talking about, Joe?
I think all these dudes, there's a lot. And the only female ref I know is Taylor Pagano. She ref one of my games. She did a great job. So I'm talking about the guys.
Okay, so why are you saying that like that, though?
I think they left their balls in their car before they come in. I've never seen a bigger bunch of little bitches when they ref that don't have no conviction behind their calls. Right, wrong, or indifferent. If your call's wrong, if your call's right, it doesn't matter. Have some conviction. When you blow that whistle, you should be able to hear it three fields down. It shouldn't be a little 8-year-old girl blowing her recorder in her music class. It should be you blowing your whistle like a man. Show your balls. I've seen some of the worst calls. I'll point a few out. I don't know who was refing the game. I don't want to. Actually, you know, fuck it. I'll call. It was Ricky and fucking Mike W. Who cares? I'll call you guys out. They refed A&H versus Peachy Platoon. I was on the field next game, or the field over, refing.
Yeah.
It was a blowout. My game ended early, so I turned and watched the last couple of drives of that game. Matty Ice was coming down I don't know all the details. They were coming down. They scored, they win, basically. And they were down 4 or 5. So there was like 8 seconds left. Matty Ice throws the ball. And I think it was to Taylor Pagano. She didn't catch it. I think she knows she didn't catch it. I think Maddie knows it. Everybody knew she didn't catch it. And they called a touchdown. It was the absolute worst call I have ever seen. But when they called it, they kind of, you know, I'm sure you've seen it before, Jimmy, when they put their hands up for like a half touch, like a Tyrannosaurus Rex touchdown call.
You know what I mean? I got you. They like they're not fully committed.
You're right. Exactly. They short-armed it. Both of them. I don't like to yell at. I don't want anybody to be mad at me. Take your balls. Take them out of the car. Put them back in your sack and make the call. Whether it was right, wrong, or indifferent, they will have to get over it. Now that you've made the call like a Tyrannosaurus Rex and you pussied it, they're going to be mad at you now because they don't know what's going on. It was the absolute worst call I've ever seen. She didn't catch it. It's a veteran move on her part. I'll give her 100% credit. She didn't catch it. She hit the ground and she rolled on it. God bless her. Smart move by her. But if I was Peachy Platoon, I told the dude on the other team, I don't even know his name yet. Great athlete. Everyone will get to know him because he's so good. I would have been suspended for it's definitely one game, maybe a few games, because I would have lost my mind if that was my team coming down to the end, the last 4 or 5 seconds, and they throw a call, a bullshit call like that. I would have completely lost my shit. One thing I did love, though.
Don't get me wrong, Joey. I like both these refs as people. I really do. I like them absolutely. As humans. I really do.
Correct. And Jimmy, I'm so glad you said that. I talked to Jill before I came in. I'm like, this is me and Jimmy are doing this podcast thing. Yeah. It's not personal. When you ref a game, it is not personal. There's nothing that I love. Everybody in this league is such a good person. Right, they're so great dudes.
This is something super, super important. As we've talked about on, I mean, geez, dude, we have 100-something podcasts that we did previously. and don't get me wrong. I mean, good for them that they're continuing on without me. Thanks for the call, guys. You know, that's cool. But whatever. But, you know, so 100-something podcasts, we talk about all these referee things over and over and over and over again. And this is actually, honest to God, probably one of the first times we've ever addressed this, and I want to redress this, and I want to make sure that we hit this home, because I love the way that you're resonating it, too. It's not them as people. It's not them as the quality people. I mean, Mikey W., he gets on a bike. Great he rides guy. Across New York State. He raised thousands of dollars.
Tons of money. Tons of money.
Fantastic
guy. One of the, not a bad bone in that kid's body, and that's why, unfortunately, he Tyrannosaurus Rexed it. Because he didn't want to make anybody mad. You know what I mean? That's exactly why. It's not personal. Ricky, okay, great so dude. I've been playing.
It's a long day, though. It's a long day, Joe. They're in the sun the whole time. We're not talking one of the first games of the day, though. We're talking a little bit later in the day.
I think this was 12 or 1 o'clock, so this is 3-4 games in.
Yeah, man. It's a
long day. It can't do it.
There's no water out there. You don't have water out there on the fields for the refs. Swear to God.
There's no hose.
Where they gonna, I know, yeah, right, there's no hose. You got to go to the bar and you got to fight for a little bucket of dribbles of water that are in a warm cup down at the end. There's no cold water.
They charge $1 for.
Yeah.
There's no hose, and that's absolutely right. And I remember after the game, the one dude on Peachy Platoon's team went ape shit. Again, I don't know these kids' names yet. They're so new. I'll learn, and I apologize about it because they're great athletes on that team. He went nuts, and his brother, because they both had the last name of Thompson on the team, told him to shut the fuck up or he's not playing next week, which I loved. He put him in his place, and the dude shut up. And this is the kid, everybody knows this dude, because he's the only player in the league that doesn't wear shorts. He wears just, like, leggings.
Oh, wow.
Camouflage red leggings with no shorts. And everybody knows this dude. Nobody knows his name, but everyone points at him when he runs his routes because he's got no fucking shorts on. Dude, put a pair of shorts on. You're not that good. You know, you haven't earned your stripes yet to wear no shorts, bro. Put them on. And sidebar, he doesn't have a huge wiener. That's the first thing everybody's looking at. I don't see anything sticking out, brother. Put a pair of shorts on, bro. Put a pair of shorts on.
All right, there's some people in the league that are still upset about you for the wiener talk about Coach J. You know that, right?
Oh my God, I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Is there any remorse there? Is there?
I mean, I need to see it. I mean,
that's water under the bridge, though. I mean, that's long gone. That's old days, right? I mean, that's behind us.
That's old days. Old days. Jay's a great dude. I repped his game. Jay is one of the nicest dudes in the league. I just need to see what he's packing down there. Dude's 6'4". He's got to be packing some heat. You know what I mean? He's got to be packing some heat.
So what do you think it's going to take to get more female referees in this league? Seriously.
I think we need more. Because I don't yell. When Taylor Pagano refed my game, she refed the gender game. I didn't yell once. We were playing really well, but she made a call. I didn't yell. I don't like to yell at females. You know what I mean? She knows her stuff. It just brings me down a little bit. We need more female refs. You're absolutely right. That's a great question. I don't think they're aware that they can ref. I think it's up to people to go into the barracks of the league, into the bar, and say, hey, listen, we're looking for more refs. We're looking for more females. Let's come out. It's an easy $20. it's a $20 a game. How could you go wrong? And most of the games are blowouts. There's only, you know, 5, 6, 7 games a week that are close.
Wait a second, though. It's $20 per team per game. Or it's $20 a game. 20, oh, there's two refs. Right.
Two refs, $20 per team per game. Yeah, so he's making easy $20. I refed two games, made $40. I loved it. It was easy cash in my pocket.
Hey,
if I were to stay at the bar, I'd be drinking, but I'll stay at the bar.
Listen, ain't got to preach to the choir on this guy with this one. You're talking $40, two teams, 1 hour, one game. And when that equals like what it would cost to, you know, book a studio to record a podcast and actually sound good, hey, it's fine. No, it's good. Who needs to hand that cash over? It's good. Do it in your basement, kids. It's fine.
Do it.
Jesus Christ, these guys. I ain't even going to start on that. I can't even go there. I said I was going to be positive. I'm going to stay positive with this. Okay, so the female referees aside, the end of the day, if there's some people here in the league that want to step up to the plate, and there are some females that want to be referees in this league, they have to go through a clearing. They have to be approved by Ramirez. Who do they get approved by? How does that happen?
You come to me, 716-400-5045. If you want to ref a game, you shoot me. I'm going to call myself Papa. You shoot Papa, text here, I'll get you in front of the right people. That's all you got to worry about. You shoot Papa, text, I'll put you in front of the right people. Don't worry about it. We need people. We need refs who are committed. Not committed. I don't want to say committed because, again, at the end of the day, it's a co-ed touch football league. Right. We need refs who are going to use conviction, who are going to stand up, whether they're right, wrong, or indifferent, whether it's the right call or the wrong call. They're going to blow the whistle loud. They're going to stand up. They're not going to take everything so personal. If I start talking shit, or if Burr starts talking shit, or if somebody in D4 starts talking shit, they're not going to throw a flag real quick just because they said the F word or just because they disagree with the way that I'm acting. Sack up, bro. So if you want to be a good ref with conviction and be strong and earn a quick $20 an hour when you're going to probably throw, honest to God, Jimmy, maybe flags get thrown one or two times a game. You actually have to make a call. Maybe.
Yeah.
We'll call the over-under on flags per game at 1.5. And I'd say 98% of the time it goes under. So no one's throwing flags, which is fine. It's a touchless football league. There's no contact, so there shouldn't be many flags. But easy $20. Step up. We need more refs. And Ramirez, one of the greatest guys I've ever met, struggling to find refs right now. So anybody who wants to step up, 716-400-5045. Shoot me a quick text and Papa will get you in front of the right people.
Speaking about telephone numbers and voicemails and things of that nature, Mr. Bats, guess what I have?
Talk to me.
I have access to the old Toppers Podcast voicemail hotline.
Oh, really?
I do. I've got the old podcast voicemail box, and I found a recent voicemail here. Do you want to hear it?
I would love to hear it.
So this is something.
Can I guess who it's from?
This came in at the back end of this came in around playoff time of the spring session. And feel free to guess. Who do you think it is before I play it?
Last spring session. Is it Maddie Ice? I'm going to say it's me and Maddie.
Let's find out. Here we go.
您好,这里是中国领事馆文件通知。
Yeah, they got nothing but spam, man. That was the old Toppers Podcast voicemail for you. There was one more message. I could drag the other one out. Do you want that
Pull
one too,
out.
Joey?
I want to hear it. Absolutely. Give me it.
All right, here it is.
Hello. You have a call at no expense to you from me at La Palma Correctional Center. To accept this call, press or say 5. To refuse this call, hang up now. To block this call and all future calls, press or say 9.
Clearly, people in China and the correctional facilities are big fans of the old Topper Podcast hotline. You know,
they must have a direct the dial up internet in the correctional facility.
Hey, I do have feedback from one last person I want to hit you with, and this is going to be a sock to the mouth. And we are nearing the 30-minute mark, so we got to be quick about this one. But as of right now, there seems to be a lot of chatter around the league about teams specifically calling out other teams where someone might be promoting themselves yet hiding in the shadow of other teams. How do you feel about that?
I love it. I absolutely love it. We need more of that. That's how a great way to end it, Jimmy. I know we're coming close to 30 minutes, like you said. That is a great way to end it. We need more people talking shit. We need more people calling out people in different divisions and low or up or high. You need to talk shit to people in your own division. I don't care. We need more people talking shit during the games, after the games, before the games. It makes it fun. It makes it better. It makes it have a heel and a baby face. Wrestling term for you, baby. I know you love that. We need more heels in this league. I'm sick of doing it myself. Matty Ice is sick of doing it himself. I know Burr's sick of doing it. We need to find those. We need to find heels other than the three of us. We need to find baby faces other than Joe K. Other than that's Topper. Topper doesn't really count because he's nice to everybody. We need more people talking shit, I think. And I love when you call other teams out. I remember a couple of years back, 40-year-old plan guy called somebody out of the poll about on Facebook. I loved it.
Oh,
I
by the way.
Absolutely loved it.
By the way, we just call him Scott now.
Scott, no, he's not 40-year-old plan guy now?
Yeah, no, he's just Scott. Yeah.
He had almost like cargo shorts on this week, sidebar again. I was making fun of him a lot.
He's hurt. He's in a bad way. Out of the wine tournament.
I know, I heard.
He fractured his ankle out there on that damn field.
Oh, my God. At the wine tourney. Oh, my God. He had frayed cargo shorts on. It was really, really weird. They weren't cargo shorts, actually. They were just like frayed khaki shorts. I'm like, you should probably go home if you're going to come in those stuff, bro. But I love when you call people out.
Did you see the way I was dressed? I should have sent myself home. The fuck are you talking about, Joey? Come on.
Nah, your shirt looked good. Your button-up shirt looked good. I mean, you wore it well. You wore it well.
Hey, closing final thoughts. Anything you got, please.
Absolutely. Final thought, real quick. We just need to stop taking everything so personal in this league. It's fun. It's a co-ed bar league at the end of the day. Everybody talks shit. Everybody yells because they're competitive. There's a fire inside of them, which is great. That's what makes this league so great. But we need to stop taking everything so personal. Stop throwing flags. Stop. If I get another penalty for unsportsmanlike conduct in the game, I've gotten four this year. You know what that tells me? People are a bunch of pussies. Because if I'm playing a game and my wife doesn't yell at me or Jill doesn't tell me to stop yelling, I know it's not bad. She hasn't told me once to stop yelling this year, and I've gotten four penalties. I didn't get four penalties in the last 7 years I played, and she yelled at me a lot. So if she doesn't say, calm down, Joe, then I know I'm not doing anything wrong. So Travis, Jay-Z, Carl threw a bunch of flags on me. Keep your flags in your pocket and ref the game. End of story. Joy Betts out.
Let's get it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm DJ Jimmy. That's Mr. Joey Betts. I think that we should do this again every week. What do you think, sir?
Jimmy, you tell me the time and the place, baby. I'm all in for it.
Done deal. Let's get this sent over to Topper and get this posted ASAP. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been my pleasure to be here. DJ Jimmy, Joey Betts, we're out.
This is the TSL Altcast. Featuring the legendary Joey Betts and DJ Jimmy. Others can pretend, but you can't win without the legend. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get it.